From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. Welcome back to yet another episode of The Secret Life of Motherhood, the podcast with the most longevity. Am I right, Christine?
Motherhood is always going to be motherhood, whether you live 2,000 years ago or whether you will live 2,000 years from now.
Yeah,
I think these things are always going to remain the same.
It is the ultimate definition of the gift that keeps on giving. And you know what? It's okay if you don't like all the gifts that it keeps giving you. It's totally okay. And that's actually what we are talking about today. The stuff, I'm using a non-swear word so I don't have to bleep so much. The stuff we hate about parenthood. There's so many things.
There are so many things. And I think right off the bat, it's very important to say that, you know, there's a very big difference between loving your child and enjoying every single aspect of parenting them.
It's just not realistic to say that you are going to love every single part of it. It's like any other job out there, okay? Being a doctor, you might absolutely love your job, but there are parts of it that you just don't enjoy. And that's okay. That's normal.
It is very normal. And, you know, I had a lot of shame around this in the beginning. I had very bad postpartum depression with my first. And I have made no secret about the fact that I absolutely hated the baby stage. And
same.
I just thought, you know, what have I done? Like, have I made a mistake? Should I maybe never have been a mom? What's wrong with me? And then I started realizing that, like you say, this is like anything else. I love my children unconditionally to the moon and back.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, are there things about parenting that I absolutely hate? And I think one of the things that everyone hates is the cost of having children.
Yes. Like
the
it.
Cost of everything: education, childcare, healthcare, hobbies, extracurricular activities, everything. And honestly, every time I have to pay one of these big bills, the thought does cross my mind of what I would have done with that money had I not had kids.
Which is fair. Listen, it's okay.
We listen and we don't judge.
No, that is why The Secret Life of Motherhood is here. A non-judgmental space, okay? I know a big pet peeve of yours is, and you've got two girls, I've got a boy, so there are some differences here, but you absolutely hate playing like imaginative games with your girls. Stuff like
pretend play is just the death of me. It is absolute torture. Okay. I will read to them. I will bake with them. I will do puzzles. I will do board games. I will go walking with them. But please, for the love of all things good, don't ask me to, like, Mama, will you come play with us? What are you playing? I want to play Dolly. No. I will find an excuse every single time. Okay. I will say, I have to work. I have to clean. I have to cook. I have to go do something. Or honestly, I'll just say, you know what? I've been working all day. I'm really, really tired. And sometimes nowadays that they're a little bit bigger, I do say, remember, Mama doesn't like pretend play. There are certain things you don't like. Like, you don't want to go out and play sports. Mama doesn't like pretend play. Can we do something different like XYZ? But I hate it. It's torture.
And that's fine because you're teaching them about compromising. So, you know, that's fine to not want to do something. Lately, one of the things that I absolutely hate is that A, my son has a bike, and B, that he knows how to ride it. because so we stay in a cul-de-sac, so generally not a lot of traffic coming in, but you know, there's always one in the street who thinks he can just drive in and take up the whole street. So every day after work, okay, I'm tired, I am overstimulated, I want to get out of the clothes that I've been wearing all day, I need to cook dinner. All of these things need to happen for us to stay in routine. But no, now you want to go ride your bicycle in the street every single day. And I have to go with you because I have to chaperone you and make sure that nobody drives over you. I don't want to do that. I hate it.
Because you stand there watching and they want you to watch them as well, right?
They so want you. Mama, Katie. And then like you're watching them take their hands off the handlebar for 2 seconds. Like, yay.
You have to pretend like you give a shit.
And I
honestly,
do.
Half the time you don't.
I do honestly give. No, I give a shit about my child. Okay. It's again where this very thin line comes in. But I really don't give a shit about you being able to ride your bike without your hands on the handlebar for 2 seconds. I don't.
You were talking about like you get home and there's all the stuff you need to do. Uh-huh. And you need to like do it in order and do it quickly to get uh-huh. everything done uh-huh. so that he doesn't get in bed at midnight.
Yes.
I hate bath time. I hate bedtime. The best thing about bedtime is seeing their little eyes close and their bodies go all limp and knowing that they are now asleep.
And you hope they stay asleep. Our kids are a little older now. Like they generally, unless they're sick, you know, unless they've got a tummy bug or something, they tend to sleep through the night. But yeah, I used to hate that sound of silence being broken by mama.
Yeah, no, I absolutely hated that. And I still don't like bath time. I still don't like the bedtime routine because it takes forever. And it's a fight every single night. Don't want to bath. Don't want to wash hair. Don't want to get dressed. Don't want to get in bed. I can't. Like, I have no willpower left at the end of the night. The never-ending mess, because after they're in bed, that's what's waiting for me. Look, it's not my kids aren't ever cleaning up after themselves. I do tell them to clean up, to tidy up. Mm-hmm. But a kid of 5 and 9, mm-hmm. like they don't clean up the way you want them to. And I can't scream and shout at them because for trying their best and it's still not up to my standard.
Yeah.
But it's just never ending. Oh my gosh. I hate it. I hate my house.
You just triggered
having kids.
You just triggered another thought in my brain. I hate Christmas tree decorating time.
Why?
Are you even a parent if you're asking me why? Last year, that tree, I'm not an anxious person, okay? I don't get anxiety. I'm very much a let's wing it, see what happens kind of gal. But looking at that tree last year gave me anxiety to the point where I nearly bit my nails off because every single decoration that we own, plus the big ass box of decorations my folks gave us that year, was on that tree. And it's not a big tree. It was just, I don't know if it gave me anxiety or if it overstimulated me. Or if it's that little hint of perfectionism that I used to have. I do miss that part of myself. But it just, no. I don't like decorating Christmas trees with children.
I actually don't mind that at all. What we did this year was our old tree was a little bit wonky. So we got a new tree. And I said to the kids, okay, the old one is yours to decorate and the new one is mine. And we split up the decorations, and they did theirs. But even when we had just one tree, I really didn't mind that. It really didn't stress me out.
So I quite like the splitting the tree thing. I might try that. buy a smaller one and give
it in his room so you don't have to look at it.
Well, actually, that's something I used to do when he was much smaller. I sort of drew the shape of a Christmas tree on green wrapping paper, and we would cut out little ornament paper thingies, and I gave him that. I was like, that's your Christmas tree. Maybe I should start doing that again.
That's quite nice. That's such a nice idea. I wouldn't do it because I'm just a lazy mother, but I always love the idea.
Yeah. Well, there's an idea, a for free idea out there for someone. Okay? Take it, make it your own, have fun.
Another thing that I really, really hate, you mentioned you're not an anxious mom. I'm not an anxious mom. I'm just an anxious person. I have got a lot of mental health issues and at least three diagnoses at this point.
Okay.
So the load on my mental health of parenthood and the way that I'm struggling sometimes to not be a horrible person to my children while I'm dealing with the overstimulation and the stress and the mental load and just not wanting to do all this other crap that we're talking about. Like, I really don't enjoy that. And sometimes I do wonder if I should have been a mom with all this stuff in my head. Again, I love my children. I'm not wishing them away. I just sometimes hate the fact that I think, am I doing them justice? I'm keeping them alive, for crying out loud. I should go and listen to that pep talk we did last week.
Yes, you should. Chips on the Car Floor. It's on nova.com.na under podcasts, The Secret Life of Motherhood. There's even a downloadable poster for you to stick on your fridge. But just to end things off, before you became a mom, and we've had this as an episode as well. You know, you have this ideal picture in your mind of what it's going to be like, but you also say some pretty stupid stuff about parenthood. And it comes back usually and it bites you in the behind. probably the stupidest, most ridiculous, unfounded thing I ever uttered. I was pregnant highly at the time, and a friend of mine had a baby already, like a little bit older than mine, and they had gone to all the, what do you call them, I want to say Lamage classes. Is that the thing where they teach
Lamage classes?
There we go.
The prenatal classes.
Yes, those ones. And I was very judgmental over that. I was like, oh my goodness, like, you can't figure out how to bathe a baby by yourself. You can't do this and you can't do that. And I was on the phone with my mom ranting about this. Here's what I said. I said, I mean, seriously, mom, it can't be that hard. I raised my cats, didn't I? What's the stupidest thing you've ever said?
I think one of the dumbest things I said, and again, some people are probably going to come for me for this, was, I trust my body. It's just going to do what it's supposed to do. And it didn't. First child couldn't give birth naturally. First and second child couldn't breastfeed. Body didn't do what it was supposed to.
Nope.
Now, brain, like I said, like three diagnoses later, brain's obviously not doing what it should be doing. So no, your body is not going to do everything that
the way
it was apparently programmed to do.
One that I hear quite often of first-time pregnant moms is, my husband and I have spoken about it. When the baby comes, he will definitely help out.
Famous last words. Look, some dads do help.
Yeah, my husband.
Dads do help, but
My husband was actually, he wasn't the fastest helper when my son was a baby, but he helped. He helped. So I will give him kudos there.
The thing is, they help, which is the problem. And I'm not going to get into this topic too deep, but it's the help. You are not helping. Okay?
By helping.
You are raising your child. It's not helping. And that's the problem. But let's not go too far down that rabbit hole.
Not today.
And obviously all the nevers and the nevers and the nevers. Mm. And yeah, I think I also said like I would never swear in front of my kids. Oh,
really?
That failed. I dismally failed at that.
Someone sent me a video last week. What word do you say in the place of in front of your kids? And then the woman looks at the screen. She goes, oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. I say.
Look, kudos to parents who don't ever swear in front of their kids. Because I don't, how do you even not cuss? Okay. But yeah, so that's, you know, the things we hate about being parents, episode today, whether it's cooking dinner for other people every single night, because who gives a about dinner, whether it's homework and projects, whether it's, extracurricular activities, weekends, bath time, bedtime, all of that stuff. Just know it is normal. Okay. It's like normal. We said, there's a big difference between loving your kids and enjoying every single moment of being their parents.
And if you're wondering what else is normal, we did a whole episode on it, the very first episode we released. So that is on nova.com.na. It is also available on Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts, as well as Facebook, and as well as TikTok.
So you can go and follow The Secret Life of Motherhood. If you are a new listener, welcome to the tribe. Go check out all the previous episodes. And then we will be back next week with another episode. Have a great one.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.